man many years ago who had a large enough pasture to split into 5 sections of 20 acres each, all fenced with gates leading from one pasture to another. In one pasture, he put cattle. As the cattle grew and ate one pasture down, he would move them to a new and richer field where the grass was lush, giving the other pastures time to recuperate, be fertilized, tilled, and watered. Do you know, every time he moved the cows to a better place, all the cattle would bellow and moan for 2 to 3 days and nights, all because they had moved to a new place. The stress of having been moved was far more devastating to them than the excellence of the place they had moved to. Eventually, they would resign themselves to being in the new place, creating new routines with new places to stand and whatever else cattle do, learning to regroup as they got bigger and more mature. Friends, there will be times of exasperation. I tend to see myself like that. As the Lord takes me through a season of transition, even though He leads me beside still waters and restores my soul, I low and bellow about my discomfort while the friction of change reshapes my passions and vision. The stress and discomfort of the new development and growth is far more gripping than the excellent place He's brought me into. As usual, though, I learn to make new friends, find the courage to venture out to explore. New routines are created, fresh experiences and wisdom is gained, and it's not too long before I realize the new place He has brought me to is better than the old place I left. There will be times of exasperation, expected. Haven't we all said with finality things like, "If you're going to use me, then use me, and if not, then let me go." Things will conclude, and settling down will come around. Trust God even when where you're going isn't apparent. I know a man who built a house for himself in a remote location. He was burned out with church. Most people had become an irritation, and he was just tired of religiousness, self-important preachers, and dead works. The house was beautiful, just the right size to be manageable, with enough property to keep some livestock and grow a garden. As time went on, God healed his heart of the wounds of the past, and the season of being brought aside with the Lord was coming to a close. A new transition was in the wind. What was once a solitary place of healing and solace had become a secluded prison of his own making, and the Lord was leading him to greener pastures. It was uncomfortable. All his familiar things seemed to be becoming something else. The struggle of becoming someone he didn't know how to be was lonely and uncomfortable. He knew the idea was to go with God, not get what you want, but the surface resistance to forward momentum can be difficult to overcome. I believe God allows aloneness to mature us, to rely on Him and Him alone. Though we feel so alone, let us be determined to depend on God until we know we're not alone. Often in transition, we focus just on the things that have changed. Remember, you are more than the change, and your life is broader than your circumstances. Invest yourself in church, clubs, the gym, service to God, family, and friends. If you have moved, find a new church, find a gym, ask people where the best local walks are, go visiting the shut-in and afflicted. There is no need to stop doing the things you used to do to stay balanced and bright. Be patient. This is only a transition, It is not entrenched pain. Did you get that? This is the Lord leading you through a transition to higher ground, and it is not entrenched pain. Change is wearisome, and this may well be a tough time, but you can do this. Pray that God wouldn't take away the pain of the transition, but that He would draw you closer to Himself, that you would be comforted by His presence. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you as you watch the past fade away and embrace what lies ahead. The church must change. We cannot continue to do the things the way we did in 1968 anymore. The old way of church seems like the 1968 religious paradigm that smells like a dead body in the back. God is moving on, and we may not be going there, but God is going there whether we like it or not. Position yourself and make ready. There is a major repolarization on the horizon, and we need to be ready.